The not-for-profit sector contributes $43 billion to the GDP, 8% of the Australian economy. A tenth of that sector is registered by the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission, which is called the ACNC, and that's the body that decides what is actually a real charity and is therefore entitled to a tax exemption. It's also the body the government plans to abolish. The government wants to return the power to decide on charity status to the Australian Tax Office. And this is causing alarm amongst the not-for-profit sector. Reverend Tim Costello is leading the charge.
Look, the most important issue that the government needs to hear is the ACNC has given transparency. Charities desperately need the oxygen of transparency to have trust, because trust is the factor in giving. The first question is always, does my money really get there, and what are their overheads, and is it reputable? That's what the charity register has done, a one-stop shop where you can have those questions answered. It's really foolish to do a repeal just because it was a Labor idea. And if it's a mature relationship with the sector, then they should be listening to us.
Reverend Tim Costello. Well, Noel Debien is with the Religion and Ethics Report, and he'll be you'll be hearing that interview in full on the Religion and Ethics Report tonight at 5:30. Noel, good morning.
Morning, Fran.
Now, the government has long promised to make this change. It hasn't done it yet, but the sector, the not-for-profit sector, has been arguing fiercely that it shouldn't do it. What is the government's reason, really?
We can't quite work that out. Tim Costello is saying he's not clear what the reason is. The implication seems to be that it's ideological. It's about the regulation not wanting to keep the regulation as it stands.
But it's odd that we can't be clear. They've been arguing about this for 2 years.
No one's seen the bill, of course.
How did things work before the Charities Commission was in place 2 years ago?
Look, 100 years, it's gone through the ATO. So you set up your charity, then you applied for deductions, you waited a few years, and sooner or later you found out whether or not you were going to get the deductions. That's basically what happened.
And how does it work now with the Charities Commission?
Basically, you've got to go to the Charities Commission, you've got to register and get through the regimen of being registered to show that you're a real and genuine charity, and once you get that registration, then the ATO can give you tax exemption.
And why do the charities prefer this model, or the not-for-profits?
The argument has been that it's much more transparent, that what's been given in the sector is a much clearer understanding of what is a real charity, what is not a real charity, so that donors can know where their money's going, and they can be assured that the money is actually being given for charitable purposes.
Now, as we've heard Tim Costello, and we heard him earlier in the week on Breakfast, arguing for the Charities Commission to stay, and the not-for-profits by and large have been arguing this quite ferociously over the last 12 to 18 months. Cardinal George Pello was arguing for it to go, the Charities Commission to go. What was his case?
As far as I can ascertain, it seems to be to do with the school sector, the hospital sector and aged care, because all this falls under the same umbrella, the charities and not-for-profits. And then there was a burden of regulation that the church was arguing about, that you report in the state, the states regulate it, then there was a federal body that you had to regulate to. So they talked about red tape. And I think that's largely where that objection was coming from. But the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference is not actually in line with what Cardinal Pell and Danny Casey, his right-hand man, were saying. They're sort of sitting on the fence. They're saying they don't mind who regulates as long as the way the regulation is done is made clear.
So you said we haven't seen the timetable from the government. When do we expect it? Because the government was talking about this in opposition, weren't they? This is a firm position.
That's right. This
position
is a firm
government
commitment to repeal and get rid of it. Well, we're waiting. The sector's waiting. We're waiting. We'd like to know what the timetable is.
Any recent signals from the government? I think it's Kevin Andrews who's been leading this, isn't it?
Can't tell you.
So it's a big factor, isn't it? Because, the not-for-profits say things are working well at the moment.
They're happy with it. Well, 80%, Tim Costello quotes, they've done surveys of CEOs, they've done surveys of a large part of the sector. 60% say they would prefer the commission to stay. 80% say they think it does a great job.
Okay. Noel, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
More from Noel Debien on the Religion and Ethics Report on this issue. He'll be speaking with Tim Costello 5:30 today here on RN.